Your North Iowa news continues on 95.1 The Bull. The Nashua City Council has voted to hold off until next month to appoint someone to fill the open seat on the City Council. In October, then-Mayor Alex Andhofer resigned effective immediately, citing family as his only reason to leave office. Councilman Harold Kelleher was then elevated from mayor pro tem to acting mayor. After Kelleher won re-election to the City Council in November, he was officially appointed mayor in December and thus will serve out the remaining 2 years of Andhofer's term. That, in turn, also opened up Kelleher's seat on the City Council. The City Council met Monday night and hoped to appoint someone to fill that seat and serve the remainder of Kelleher's term, which runs until December 31, 2025. However, the council voted to table the appointment until their February 5th meeting because they need to talk to more people to find citizens who are interested. City Clerk John Ott says any Nashua citizen interested in the open council seat can contact City Hall and submit a written statement explaining why you would like to be considered. If and when an appointment is made, any eligible voter in Nashua could still file a petition to force a special election, but it must be filed within 14 days of the appointment. An Illinois man has pleaded not guilty for his alleged involvement in the theft of over $50,000 from a North Iowa trucking company. Last June, numerous blank business checks were reported stolen from Ivan Johnson Trucking in Osage. Four checks with forged signatures, including one of almost $30,000, were deposited into accounts belonging to 47-year-old Robert Higgins of Bellwood, Illinois, and another individual. A criminal complaint was filed against Higgins on June 16th, and he was arrested in Chicago November 18th on charges of second-degree theft, conspiracy to commit a non-forcible felony, and forgery. Higgins has pleaded not guilty to all three felonies, and his trial is set to begin February 28th in Mitchell County. Vicki Johnson, owner of the trucking company, says the checks were stolen after someone broke into their office. She also told our news department that Higgins was never employed by them and they do not do business in the Chicago area. Both North Iowa 18-year-olds have been sentenced for setting off a bomb outside Forest City High School. Investigators say Landon Gertis and David Rick, both of Forest City, detonated what is described as a pool chemical bomb in the parking lot of Forest City High School on September 7th last fall. Court documents state multiple students were present and the bomb was powerful enough that its shockwave was visible on a cell phone video of the explosion. Gertis and Rick have both pleaded guilty to reckless use of explosives and fined $430. Gertis also received 1 year of supervised probation, with Rick getting 2 years of probation. They also received deferred judgments, meaning the convictions will be removed from their record if they successfully complete their sentences. A North Iowa man is fortunate to be alive after getting stranded in frigid conditions. The Kossuth County Sheriff's Office says 43-year-old Michael Riggert of rural Algona left home shortly after midnight Tuesday morning when his vehicle became stuck in a snowdrift about 5 miles northwest of Algona. As he tried to shovel the vehicle free, deputies say the family dog, which was inside the vehicle, bumped the door lock, stranding Riggert outside in the cold. Riggert then broke a window to get back into the car and stayed inside due to the extreme wind chill. However, Riggert's vehicle eventually ran out of gas. The sheriff's office says a 911 call around 9:30 Tuesday morning reported a person passed out and suffering from hypothermia. With the road drifted shut, the Kossuth County Road Department was called in to plow to the scene, and Riggert was rescued. He was taken to Kossuth Regional Health Center, where he was treated for hypothermia and low glucose levels. He was expected to be released from the hospital yesterday. The Iowa State Patrol and Algona EMS also assisted with the incident. A foursome of Grinches have been charged with a pre-Christmas crime. The Winnesee County Sheriff's Office says the alleged incident occurred shortly before 2:30 in the morning on December 3rd when a Christmas tree was stolen from an apartment in Kelmer. In cooperation with Kelmer Police, an investigation led to charges against four female subjects on one count each of trespass, injury, or damage greater than $300, a serious misdemeanor. Those charged this week include 19-year-olds Alyssa Dirks of Cadet, Wisconsin, Ashley Numidal of Decorah, and Olivia Schaefer of West Liberty, plus 20-year-old Elena Wunica of Caledonia, Minnesota. Tonight on 95.1 The Bull, it's New Hampton Girls and Boys Wrestling, the Chickasaws at Waverly Shell Rock, girls first at 6:15, boys to follow. Our coverage will start at 6 o'clock with the Whole Slog Bin Sales pre-meet show. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull, also available online at 95.1thebull.com.